what's happening with Wildcat Falls.
All right. Well, first off, Ken, it's been a topsy-turvy struggle since 2009 when the conservation interests said grave concerns over the possible trade of the Wildcat Falls land by the Ottawa National Forest. And you may recall the story that you did with me in 2011 when we prevailed in the Forest Service appeal over the old growth issue to prevent the trade. But in 2012, this exchange was brought back with further documentation of the loss of the old growth, and the trade was approved by the forest administrator. Well, in April 2012, we filed a new Forest Service appeal, and we were forced to file a lawsuit to prevent the trade. But in 2014, we lost the lower court case but filed an appeal in federal court, which went on until 2016 when we lost the appeal. And we even lost the motion for reconsideration. Erroneous facts were used to justify the decision, but that's all behind us now because in 2016, the exchange was completed. But in 2017, a conservation-minded partnership in the Northwood Alliance's network successfully negotiated with the recipient of the lands and has purchased the Wildcat Falls property in January of this year. So having been given the task of finding a publicly beneficial conservation solution for this land, including the falls, we're beginning a fundraising effort. Our goal is to make this property into a community forest. If fundraising can keep pace through this year, we hope to apply to the U.S. Forest Service State and Private Forestry Division for a Community Forest and Open Space Conservation Program grant, possibly as early as this year and hopefully at least by next year, which could fund potentially 50% of the acquisition for the property. A community forest is managed by the community for the community, and that's the important notation. It is all about community. The features on this property are pretty special. They not only include the precious waterfall, but rock outcrops which form a unique canyon below the falls. This is Precambrian rock, covered with glacial sedimentation, according to geologist Jack Parker, who visited the falls in 2012. The riparian features are also important. The Scott and Howe Creek, which makes Wildcat Falls, is a trout stream, has associated feeder brooks with wetlands and beaver ponds. An incredible diversity of native plants and flora, including a smorgasbord of wildflowers, is on the forest floor. The timber types are diverse and offer some management potential in areas, but even more important, I think, is the area that's off bounds to timber harvesting, which includes the old growth features in cedar and hemlock. These stands are truly special with this old growth, and they should be treated as such. Wildlife is said to include the American marten and the Canada lynx, so we don't have any recent documentation of these species, but last fall's visits showed us that bobcat tracks are common, which of course probably implies the name for the falls, as all other common Northwoods wildlife. The public recreation will be enhanced by developing a hiking trail to the falls and to the other special features, as well as close proximity to a boat landing on County Line Lake.